We enter my office and I shut the door. He sits across from me and I give him my best pitch, with the hope he's actually interested. When I moved in across the hall from the Mancini Real Estate Agency, I never intended to poach a client from them. But when opportunity knocks, you can't say no. You can apparently hit them with your briefcase, though. An hour later, Mr. Henderbrook signs the contract and slides the papers toward me. Now comes the hard part, letting Carm know I went a different route. I cringe, although I'm not really upset about it, other than I feel empathy for my new client. Carm hasn't exactly been quiet about speaking against companies like mine, saying we can't properly represent our clients and a bunch of other bullshit. He wouldn't walk away from a $9 million penthouse deal that fell into his lap, and neither should I. Good luck. He waves me off. None of your concern. We both rise from our seats. I do apologize again for hitting you. Again, his hand waves to shoo off any concern.
I would have told my daughters to do the same thing. I was hesitant to approach you because Carm's always been my guy. But the for sale by owner thing has always intrigued me, and hearing you talk with that woman in the elevator, well, it felt like the universe trying to point me in the right direction or something.
I open my office door. Max's hands are flying feverishly across the keyboard. Do you know Annie? I ask Kevin, leading him out. He chuckles like he did in the elevator.
I've heard about her. Carm is a pretty animated guy, and, well, you can't get to know him over the years without hearing about his family. So I don't know her, but I know of her, if that makes sense.
I giggle because I understand. It's true that a client and a realtor end up sharing a lot over the process of buying and selling. Interesting. I've yet to actually meet Carmelo, so I wouldn't know. Mr. Henderbrook stops at the door.
You haven't met him?
He glances at the door across from mine. The plaque next to it says Mancini Real Estate. We just moved in and our paths haven't crossed. I only know of him. His eyebrows rise.
Be careful, Miss Scott. He's so charming, it's hard to know if he's the prince or the villain.
He winks and sticks out his hand while I'm still processing the meaning of his sentence.
It's been a pleasure. Looking forward to seeing how this turns out.
I shake his hand as the door across the hall opens. There stands Carmelo Mancini in the flesh. I loathe that he looks better in real life than he does on those damn billboards. I watch him wrap his mind around the scene in front of him. His eyes narrow on me before a smile appears. A bright, toothy smile. If someone told me it twinkled like in those princess movies kids watch, I wouldn't refute it. It's then I understand Mr. Henderson's warning. Carmelo Mancini is like poison wrapped in the most delectable chocolate. By the time you realize your mistake, it's too late.